Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
All right, welcome to The Real McCoy Show on today. I am your host, Shauna Stallworth, and one of the other hosts, she'll be joining me in just a second, Ms. Leslie Denman. We are standing in for Coach Anna McCoy on today, and we want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio, and we are so excited for today's topics and actually for the month. We've been talking about declutter, renewal, and simplifying your life, which is important, I am certain, to all of us as we continue to move forward with purpose and destiny, and you know what? Just living life. It's so important to be able to have peace of mind as you're going through, you know, your daily tasks and the things that you have to do. We talked about decluttering, and last week we talked about, well, Coach Anna gave us 10 tips as it relates to decluttering your spirit, and we began to talk about the suitcase and all of the different things which are in the suitcase, which is low self-esteem and doubt and anger and frustration and all of the things that really, baggage that you pick up along the way, or little pieces that you pick up along the way that you put into that suitcase, which calls you to be at a certain place in life where you know what, I need to declutter. I need to start looking at my life, looking at myself, seeing those hidden places within where I may see some anger or see the root causes of anger and see the root causes of my frustration and my self-doubt or me not feeling as if I'm good enough, and all of those things that come along that are heavy and weighted down baggage. So we began to, she gave us 10 tips on last week on how we might be able to change our minds as it relates to our thought process with those, or just how we can get some type of renewal as it relates to decluttering our spirit. And then before, we talked about the topics for the month with our decluttering, renewal, and simplifying your life, and she shared with us things that we'd be talking about this month. And for those of you who are members of Woman Act Now, you've been joining us on our challenges on every week. I think the first week was decluttering that makeup bag, and for those of you who actually came up to the challenge, you know that unfortunately I have two challenges this week because I failed to come up to the challenge on last week of decluttering my makeup bag, but I did find a treasure in Coach Anna decluttering her makeup bag. And some of our ladies have been calling in. They've been sharing with us. They've not only been decluttering makeup bags, but they did the drawers, and they moved on to some other things. So we are so far ahead, and I believe this week our challenge for the week is decluttering that junk drawer. That's right. So if you are just tuning in and joining us for today and you haven't been with us throughout the month, as we've been talking about decluttering, simplifying, and renewing your life, and you want to get in on the challenge because you know you have a junk drawer that just simply needs to be decluttered. Girl, I want to encourage you. Today is your day. So I'm putting out the challenge to you as well, those of you who might be listening, and I want to encourage you. Do you know what? Tell a friend. You know they got some junk in their drawers. You know they may have some junky makeup bags, or you know they might have some things in their makeup bags that you might need that they're really not using. Girl, go on and tell them to declutter that makeup bag so they can give that lipstick right on over to you. You know those coupons that you've been waiting to use? Well, girl, Friday is tomorrow. Declutter that junk drawer. Find those coupons and tell the kids if you have them, or tell your sweetheart, you know what? We're going out tonight and use those coupons, or we're eating pizza tonight. Use those coupons. Get that junk out of your drawer so that you can begin to declutter your life. We talked about that on one of our first calls, and we talked about how decluttering and decluttering the things that are around you. Coach Anna showed you her whole office. I don't know if some of you may have had an opportunity to see that. And if you haven't, then you want to go back to the archives and view that. I believe it's on one of our 15 Minutes to Destiny calls, but she shared with us her whole office, or at least her office desk, and just different piles and what she wants to try to get decluttered throughout the course of this month. So this is the month to do it, ladies. This is the month so that we can move forward. In May, we're going to be talking about healthy, wealthy, and wise, so that we can have our mindsets right and we can move forward, and that there is nothing blocking us, because we've already decluttered our spirits. We've already decluttered our things that are around us, and we've already renewed our mind, which is what we're going to be talking about today, which is renewing our mind. And we talked about it a little bit on last week when we talked about decluttering and talking about how we came to the conclusion that, you know what, everything starts in your mind. Everything starts in your mind. And if you can begin to change your mindset or your thoughts about things, one of our members, Juanita, she was saying, you know what, if you can just put it back, just put it back, whatever it is that you get down, just put it back, put the book back, is what she was saying. If you can begin to do those things, that's in changing your mind. Instead of saying, you know what, my goal, and I want to welcome our other host for today, Ms. Leslie Denman, to the show.
Hi.
Hey, something, girl.
Hello.
She always sitting up here like she a high. Anyway. So, but Juanita was saying, you know what, if you can just put it back, and that starts simply with a mindset change. Instead of just putting it down and saying, you know what, my goal is just to get what I needed out of this book, I'm not going to think about putting it back up there. See, that's a bad habit. The new habit is saying, you know what, I'm going to change my mind, I'm going to change my thought process, and once I've completed this task, you know what, I need to put this back where I got it from. Put that book back on the shelf. That's going to help you when you begin to declutter, that it doesn't get recluttered after you have decluttered. That was pretty cool, huh?
Very good, very good,
hey,
very good.
Holy Spirit just dropped it right there.
Okay. All right.
So we want to welcome you ladies to our show on today. If you are watching us over the internet, or if you are listening at us and you'd like to watch us, you certainly may do so by going to Ustream.tv, or better yet, it's probably going to be close to you because you are what? Maybe not a member of Woman Act Now. So we want to encourage you to go to our website at www.womanactnow.com. Become a member today, and then you can watch us live over the internet and see all of the funny little things we might do, right, Leslie? On the show on today. So we're going to get right down to it. And before we begin, I had, I had some tips on decluttering that I wanted to share with you guys, and I'm certain we may have them before the end of the show. But if we don't, then I'll just post them. It was just some additional things that you can do as you continue to move forward with decluttering your lifestyle around you. And we're going to share a few things on the show on today, and then we'll open up the line. So if you would like to share with us, or share with us any of your thoughts as it relates to renewing your mind, or ways that you use, or things that you may do to kind of renew your mind. You know, you might speak different things to yourself. You might have, I don't know, you might meditate. You might do a number of different things, but whatever that is, we certainly would like to hear that on today. And you can share that with us and our listeners. I'm certain that it will be helpful to all of us as we are learning on this life's journey through decluttering, renewing, and simplifying our lives. So, Ms. Leslie.
Yes.
I know you had been reading in T.D. Jakes' book earlier today as it relates to, what is this? This is Breaking.
Yes, Repositioning.
And Repositioning Yourself. So share with us, this is, what is these tips on?
How to reposition yourself and redeeming your losses.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I found it very interesting. And some of the tips, he said, what do you do with these losses? And it says, you know, minimize the damage whenever you can, and get the distance, even in perspective or time or both, and reassess what transpired. And that really helps me when it comes to thinking about renewing my mind. One of the questions I've really come to ask myself is, what is allowing this to happen.
Mm.
You know, even when we think about decluttering, you know, as you shared, you know, we go through all the process of decluttering, but if we haven't answered that question, you know, what is allowing this to happen, then we're just going, as you said, we're just going to reclutter.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I allowing all of this declutter? What's out of balance in my mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why can't I put things back?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the discipline in that? And I think, and I know for me, as I continue to ask myself those questions, I got to some ugly truths about
mm-hmm.
myself. And that's just in decluttering. Lord, we don't have time to talk about relationships and money and all of those things. But just asking that simple question really has transformed me as far as really asking myself, Leslie, why can't you just put this back where it goes?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it's just I'm lazy.
Oh.
As much as, you know, when we think about lazy, we think about not wanting to do certain things and, you know, the typical laying around the house, not making, but really just not disciplined enough to say, you got this, take two extra steps and put it back. Because to me, it's like you said, I got what I needed. I'm through with it now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is my home. This is my desk. This is my office.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in a situation where I'm frustrated. And I think when we get stuck is because we see all of this declutter and we can't really think clearly.
It's true, actually.
And then we just keep this cycle going. And it's like, wow, ask that question and really focus on answering that one particular area.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, be disciplined. Okay, whatever I put back. If you can't do the week, just today. Like me, I had to do it, believe it or not, just for half a day.
Okay.
I couldn't even make it through a whole day.
Okay.
But I celebrated that because
that was
progress.
That's right.
So that is kind of when I read that, I was thinking, wow, that is so powerful.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And, again, that's a quote from T.D. Jakes' book, Reposition Yourself. Reposition Yourself. So we just wanted to give a little credit there. And you know what? I was reading, and as we were preparing for today's show, I'm just going to read a little bit of this article that you and Will continue to discuss. And if you've just joined us, we are talking about renewing your mind on today, and you're listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and we are your hosts standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. I am Shauna Stallworth, and this is
Leslie Goodman.
Hey, she got it.
Woohoo!
So we want to encourage you that if you've just joined us and you're not members of Woman Act Now, tune in to or check out www.womanactnow.com, and you'll be able to watch us online as well as listen to us on the air as well. So this today, I got this, and you know what? This is some information that's shared by Claudine Thomas, and it talks about renewing your mind. It says, renewing your mind can result in a different attitude towards the life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Ms. Leslie was just talking about. You will go into situations with a stronger resolve or a more peaceful spirit, and you will solve problems more effectively. The calmer and more serene you are in your mind, the better you will handle the stress that crops up every day. You know what? And that is so true, Leslie, as we talk about, you know, renewing our minds. And it can result in different attitudes toward life. When you think of that, Ms. Leslie, what do you think about? When it talks about different attitudes toward life, you know what? I see how I approach things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can walk into the office and I can have a totally set of mind of, you know what, ooh, I'm so tired today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like doing anything today. Mm-hmm. And everything concerning life, because that's a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
So everything concerning my day is spiraling down. You know why? Because I started out with a mindset of I'm tired, now my whole body's going to be sluggish, I'm going to be slowful, I might be sleepy, I'm not conscious. I mean, what good are you? Girl, just go home. Nobody should be that way. I mean, not just playing. But if you are, baby, wake up, wake up, wake up. This is your time to wake up today. Because we want you to have a good attitude and a good mind. So what do you think about when you think about that, Leslie?
When I really, as you said, when you have that mindset of, oh, God, I don't feel, it's different when you're doing it versus when you see somebody else doing it. When you see somebody else doing it, you be like, ooh, get over yourself. Don't nobody want to be around you. You grump, you try to avoid them. But it also helps you to see yourself when you're in that type of, in that way. And so what I try to do is, even though I don't feel good, what my body's telling me, I have to do some self-talk, Leslie. You know, you're going to have to do better.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to do that because it does. It affects everything. You go home, you're complaining, you're whining. The whole atmosphere of your home is now all torn up. So really, again, asking those questions, okay, what about today can you change?
Mm-hmm.
What about how you feel can you change? What didn't you do last night? Did you stay up too late last night?
Mm-hmm.
Playing Bejeweled? It's addictive. Did you have some unrest about disagreement between another individual?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it don't let the sun go down?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those things, again, it's asking those questions, what am I doing to allow this to happen?
Right.
And that has been, and I'll say that probably throughout the whole, because it will, if you embrace that question, it will really renew your whole mind. Because it puts the accountability back where it belongs, which is on you, because you control your life, your destiny, how you feel. You control all of that, but so many times we give that power away to other people, to our feelings. Our feelings would kill us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, and I'll share this, I would have been just ate something. Fool is I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, ooh, I feel like a cake, and all of a sudden here I go trying to look for a cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's how powerful the mind is. And so, you know, bringing that under subjection is a whole nother story, but really just putting accountability back where it belongs. And that is, again, that's the journey I'm on from now to the end of the year.
That's
just
good.
Taking charge, taking my life back.
Mm-hmm.
Because from that step, I'll be able to solve a lot of other problems in my life by just focusing on me and how I can change the outcome.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. And you know what? It makes me think about how we here at Woman Act Now, how we, our whole speech pattern, how we talk about, you know, you might say, you know, hey, how you doing today? And we respond, I am excellent.
Oh, that's fabulous. They're excellent. I'm fabulous.
So, you know, in individuals all the time, they're like, can you be excellent all the time? Again, this is in renewing your mind. When you begin to think about I am excellent, what does that mean? That means, you know what, that I am facing this day with an exceptional attitude about everything. That nothing that comes to me will make me feel or think as if I cannot, but that I can in changing your mind. Because when you change your mind, it has a lot to do with what you say and what you're speaking into yourself and what you're speaking out. It's power in what you say, what you're bringing to yourself. You know, you hear others talk about that positive energy and those things that come to you. You want to be able to say, I'm great, as Tony the Tiger would say. So you want to continue to speak those things into your life that bring about a mind change to renew your mind. No more negative energy. No more negative energy. Only positive thoughts. Breathing with me, ladies. Oh, positive thoughts.
What about the negative fast? I like that. Share with them about that fast.
Oh, the negative. Oh, you know what? That's good, girl. I was listening to, I was listening to this minister, I cannot remember his name, on a Sunday morning. And what he did is him and his congregation, and I thought this was very good for those of us who are extremely spiritual. I looked at this program, and what he was doing is he did a fast from all negative thoughts. And often when we talk about fasting and things of that nature, for those of us who are in the Christian arena, you start thinking about it as in a fast from food, or most of the time it's a fast from food. But this was so unique for me because he talked about fasting from negative thoughts, and he began to talk about how when you speak positive words and when you say, yes, you can, and when you say, you know what, I believe, and all of those things that cause you to, what caused your thoughts to be consistently contrary to what your situation may be or what's going on in your life. Like we talked about when you wake up in the morning, you might be tired. But then we also said here what we say is, hey, you know what? I'm excellent regardless of how I'm feeling. And you know what? You begin to start feeling what you're speaking. And every single time a negative thought will come up in your mind, my words to myself were, is that I will not let any negative thoughts get to me. And I just continue to repeat it. I will not let any negative thoughts get to me. And then I'd add this, because I am a spiritual person. I love the Lord. That's just who I am. I would say, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And immediately, all of those negative thoughts, they'd be going, they'd start skirmishing, It's just so important. It's, we talking about renewing of your mind. And it's just, it's simply because of what you say and what you think. So that was awesome, girl. Thank you. So as we go on and talk about it, it says, where are you right now in life? Where you are right now in life has a lot to do with your thought processes, which is what we were talking about. And Leslie, I know you can expound on that because you were sharing with us, and I'll let you go ahead.
Well, when we think about our thought processes, one of the things that's really we really may not understand is what all comes with that. You know, who has deposited things into us to make us think the way we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that our mother may have said or didn't say. You know, having a father in our life, not having a father in our life, that teacher who may have told you subliminally, you know, you're not worth anything. And we brought all of that with us because we didn't do, as Shauna says, being a spiritual person, renewing our mind. This is not a one-time thing. This is daily. And really assessing the day at the end of the day, what have I allowed? And I know early on I really thought about one person, one mentor told me way back when I was in high school, a teacher of mine. We were talking about garbage in, garbage out. And at the time, that really didn't mean much to me. I equated that to food, and I didn't really equate. And as you mature, you understand at the end of the day, how much garbage have I allowed into my mind, my spirit, my life? And if you don't take out the trash, the garbage is going to stay in your mind.
That's right.
And so when pressures come up, you have no other way of responding except with the garbage that's in you.
Right.
And so that's why it has to be a daily ritual if you're going to be effective in life, in your business. A lot of people, as you said, they're feeling stuck because they have their thought process. You know, they said, you like you just said, where you are now, you thought yourself that 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to think about, no, I didn't. Well, you know, when you really think about it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What opportunities did you pass? You weren't prepared. Coach tells us about being prepared and executing. If you don't do it, then here you're going to sit with, you know, feeling stuck. But if you start renewing your mind, you know, you shall have what you say. I share that
right.
with my daughters all the time. You shall have what you say. If you don't feel good, guess what? You're not going to feel good.
It's true, actually.
It lets you know the power of your word.
Yeah.
You know, and so many things. But, you know, renewing your mind has to be a day just like brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And we know everybody, we pray everybody brush their teeth every day, right?
I hope so.
But that has been there for me.
You. Hey, if you're not brushing your teeth, we want you to get a new mindset change right now. Start speaking things to yourself. No, I'm just playing. Okay.
But it really is how powerful our mind is.
Mm-hmm.
I think we underestimate it and give it too much control because that's the one area, ironically, that God has kind of left up to us.
Yeah.
You know, he really did. You know, Jesus, I'll take care of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
I'll help you. You know, to his point, I'll help you from those things. But everything else, I'm going to leave that up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I was reading, and when it really clicked for me, I was like, no, why? God could have just easily transformed our mind and said, bam, now you think and walk like me. But no, that's something we have to walk out. And in walking it out, you'll discover a lot of the secret things that you may have overlooked before, just opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so powerful for me, just thinking, I got to do this every day.
That's right. Every single day, ladies. Every single day. Just like every single day. If you're calling me, what are you hearing? I am
excellent.
Those things you have to speak to yourself to be encouraged. So we're talking about renewing your mind on today. And if you're just tuning in or if you're just listening, we want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. And become a member if you're listening today only and you want to see our lovely faces so you can see all of the energy and the crazy things we might do just to inspire you. You want to become a member of this awesome organization so that we can help coach you through the execution gap as you move forward in learning, launching, and living your dream. You know what? We're going to be right back after this commercial break. And we want to encourage you to share our program today with a friend so that when we come back, we can hear more from you and you can certainly hear more from us on Woman Act Now Radio.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
All right. If you're you're watching, you might have seen a little bit behind the scenes, but that's okay. We want to let you know today that you are loved and appreciated, and we are so excited you are listening to Shauna Stallworth and
Leslie Denman.
We are standing in for Coach Anna McCoy on today on Woman Act Now Radio, and we have been talking about renewal of the mind. If you are listening to us and you want to talk to us or share some ways that you might renew your mind or renew your spirit, as it relates to what we've been talking about today, we want to encourage you that I believe you can press option one, and it'll show us that you're wanting to talk. If you are just listening, you can continue to listen, and we'll open up the show at the end of the hour just to hear anything that you might have to say. So now, Leslie, we were talking about during the commercial break about different affirmations and things of that nature that you may have to kind of help reprogram your mind. Because I don't know if you remember, but on last week, when we were talking about renewing your, I believe it was decluttering your spirit, or decluttering your mind, we started talking about how everything starts in your mind. And so it kind of flows over into what we're talking about today. And then we also shared on how, you know what, whenever you declutter with one thing, then you got to replace it with another. And that's where these affirmations come in, because they begin to speak words to you that are contrary to what the negative things were. So you know what, right here it talks about, it says, there are several ways you can strengthen your own mind, like affirmations. Special breathing techniques, like we did earlier. Or the power of giving in the form of volunteering. These three strategies for renewing your mind will lead you to happiness that will show, that really shows, and on the outside. By branching out and expanding your mind, you can realize its true potential. In growing calmer, more fulfilled, and peaceful, you will open yourself up to all the wonders of life, because you will be so much more receptive to the universe. And you know what? That's awesome when we start thinking about that, because we're talking about this whole process of renewing your mind, where you start, it's just like renewing everything. Not just your mind, it's everything, your speech. And before you know it, you're amazed at yourself because you're not talking negative anymore. And you're not, it's not so much as receiving negative things, but then it is. Because when it comes, it's always how you handle it. And so when it comes, instead of saying, oh, you know, that kind of wounded me, I'm not sure how to respond to it, and allowing it to cause you to respond the way it's coming at you, you start saying, you know what, that's a challenge for me, but I can do this.
Yes, I can overcome
that. Yes. You know what, Leslie? So, what are your affirmations that you may use when you speak to yourself as to fight off those negative thoughts or anything where you might need to change your mind?
For me, going even further, further than that, I had to change, as you said, what came to me. And it was a little frightening at first, but you'd be surprised how many people in your circle are negative. Because we're talking about what attracts. And if you're negative, oftentimes you attract negative friends. So when your conscious level is raised on the fact that you're negative, and then you're more aware of, oh, girl, I'm so tired today. My affirmation started there first. Girl, how can we make your day better? What's so tiring about it? You know, and when people say, you know, even now when people say, oh, I'm doing good, with the teenagers especially. I'm doing good. Well, what's good about it? Because then when you, it'll be like, well, it causes you to really think, you know, maybe my day ain't okay, or it ain't really that bad, or, you know, just, and even myself, oh, I am so tired. Again, well, what did you do to cause yourself to get tired? What did you not do? You said you want to start going to bed at 10. It was 12 o'clock when you got to bed last night. I do believe you're getting older, girl. You need more than the rest. But one of my favorite is Psalms 139.
Okay.
And I believe it starts at, depending on which version, between 13 and 16. Everyone knows it. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. I know that right well.
Look at
that is my favorite, because that lets me know that it doesn't matter if you're not a Christian or whatever, just saying that, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So I have no fear, and that takes excellence to a whole nother level. But believing that, and one of the things I think we really undervalue is the power in those affirmations. you know, I gave one of my clients a little job to do in her house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was feeling down about herself, and put a little basket of affirmations throughout your house.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're tired and feeling bad, just walk by and pick one up.
Right.
It's a little thing. You can type them up, but you'd be surprised how that picks you up during the day. And what happened? I ended up doing it, and then you notice your kids picking one up. They act like they're being nosy. But it's just funny how when you put things out, people will follow. They'll follow the pattern that's set. And so those are some of the things that I did, because I was one, too, that I didn't believe in affirmations were that important.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really start thinking about it, it's powerful, you know. And I just say, like you said, yes, I can.
Yes.
Somebody has to win. Might as well be me.
That's right.
Somebody has to do it. Why not be me?
Mm-hmm.
And I started absorbing myself in successful people. What do they do? And I took one of their quotes and applied it to my life.
That's right.
You know, like Woman Act Now, when I'm thinking about my business, what do? We live, launch. We live, we learn, let me get this right, Kate.
That's
Coach
right.
is watching. Coach, we learn, launch, and live our dreams.
That's right, ladies.
And you'll be fine. You'll be surprised how powerful those little things
That's
are
right.
that can help pick you up, even if it's just for the minute. You just keep doing it and keep doing it. As with anything, practice makes perfect.
That's right. And you know what? That's awesome. And you know what? Leslie was talking, and she was talking about her affirmations. You know what? That's good. I can do it. Write those things on boards, on whiteboards around your house. If you have low self-esteem and the words that you always hear are that you are nothing, that nothing ever good is going to come out of you, you won't amount to anything, you start saying, you know what, I am a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
I am a wonderful person. I am good. Greatness and genius live on the inside of me. I am this and I am that and I can do all things. When you start putting those things around you and start speaking those words against all of those negative things, those negative thoughts that want to try to define who you are, when you start putting those things and seeing them, just like Leslie was saying, hey, get the box out. It's okay. Get the box out. Put it on your desk. If those negative thoughts or those negative things come every 5 minutes, then every 5 minutes, dig out of that box.
Mm-hmm.
Every 5 minutes, look at, see what's on the wall. Or every 5 minutes, if you have a favorite friend and that person is always positive, they're always up, and every time you call them, they have an encouraging word. If every 5 minutes those thoughts are coming to you, every 5 minutes, call that person. Now, before you do that. Okay.
Make sure it's a good friend.
Tell that friend that you having a challenge in this area and that you have found he or she to be a wonderfully encouraging person so that they will know that when you call them, that is the reason why. Hey, girl, I'm not going to take too much of your time, but I'm going through, you know, this particular area, and you're encouraging. So if you don't mind, can I call you if I'm feeling a little down? It might be a little much for you, but you don't have to speak much. I'm just calling for about 2 or 3 seconds. Just say, hey, girl, you can do it, and hang up, and I'll be fine. That way they'll be okay. All right?
All right. Actually, one of the coaches, I was reading a book by one of the coaches, and that's one of the things they suggested is when you are get you an accountability person and what you guys do for each other, is just that. When you're feeling down, she said, actually call the person and be like, hey, Shauna, remind me today how wonderful I am.
Wow. How powerful is that, girl?
How powerful is that?
Boy, that's the word.
How
brilliant.
You know, exactly. And just that, how wonderful I am. Not remind me how wonderful I am, and not so much as the who I am, but what have I accomplished, you know? Well, you know what? I mean, I remember we celebrated not too long ago. You did this, you did that. You know that you're awesome. You know, I've watched you this, you know, and you have that arrangement with each other. Like you said, I'm trying to make that an everyday thing, but
right.
We all have those days when we need encouragement and we need to know who to be able to call.
Oh, that's
and
good.
So to be able to have that person that says, you know what, just remind me how wonderful I am.
That's right.
And that person, I think, oh, she thinks she, you know what I mean? We have that understanding and then reciprocate that. I'll do that for you.
Yeah.
That is so powerful.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, I read that and I was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But that was good. So I share that with you ladies.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Coach Leslie. So, all right. You've been listening to, if you're just joining us, you've been listening to Woman Act Now Radio. Today we are talking about renewing your mind all week or all month, actually. We've been talking about decluttering and renewing and simplifying your life. and we have been having some awesome discussions here at Woman Act Now. And before we go further in our program, I just want to invite, we have a caller on the line. It's 214-375. You know who you are. So we are coming to you. The little blur on screen. So we are coming to you. And caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you now. Welcome to the show today.
Hey, this is Roz. You guys, I'm having so much fun. I'm falling out of the seat and thought I was off of mute.
I just wanted
to say one of the encouraging things that I did for myself today, and I just started this, when I Coach Anna and the Woman Act Now administration shared with me the Bishop Sweeley book. So I read it this morning, and then the main scripture that came from it, I sent an email to myself and said a note to myself to claim the victory of a successful day. And I put, "Hello, Roz, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them," according to Mark 11:24. And then I put, "Lord, comma, I am your priority." And, Shauna, when you started doing the I Ams, I was blessed that the first WAN sister that I connected with was Miss Margie Stewart. And she was sharing and ministering to me the first couple of 3 weeks that I had gotten in, because I believe what I was going through was a detox, because I was in a safe haven of like-minded women with positive attitude coming from a disgruntled outside world, and I was just going up and down with this roller coaster ride. And Miss Marty shared with me to write the I Ams of who I am and what I want to work towards. And I had started off, "I am amazingly awesome and accountable. I am bold and beautiful. I am creatively consistent. I am delightfully disciplined." And see, that part, that's where I ended up stopping, because I still had to work on mastering the discipline. But from what you guys have been sharing today, mastering the discipline comes where we tell our minds and put forth into the, you know, see ourselves at the end being successful. So I'm going to, should be able to finish this I Am list and get to the Z's very soon now. But I just wanted to say thank you guys, and thank you to Miss Margie, because I know that her sharing with me to speak positives in my life to myself helped me to have what Coach say, the stick-to-itiveness, to continue on, and knowing that I'm in the best place that I can be amongst women with like minds.
Oh, thank you, Roz. That is so awesome. And for those of you who may not, Roz, I'm going to put you on mute. If you want to continue to talk, we'll probably invite you back later in the show. But I just wanted to let you know I'm going to put you on mute now.
Fine. Thank you.
That was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And for those of you who may be watching, what Roz was talking about, she's talking about those spiritual ABCs of I Am. And Coach shared that with us earlier on in was it this year or last year? We've done it a few times. But you know what? It just goes on to talk about how Coach Leslie was talking about, you know what, put that stuff on the wall.
Yes.
So that's good, Rosin. Thank you for that. Because you can put your ABCs on the wall, too. And you can go and do just like Roz was talking about and say, you know what, I am accountable. I am beautiful. I am courageous. And you go right on down those ABCs, telling yourself who you are. Girl, man, woman, or boy, whoever might be listening to us today, I want to encourage you. Put them ABCs on the wall. Stick one up on the mirror in the bathroom.
Yes.
If you're going to school, young girl or young boy, put that thing on the locker. Change your mind. Speak who you are to yourself, because your creator has made you to be an awesome, awesome individual with a whole lot of genius on the inside.
Don't let
anything else speak any negativity to you, because you are great. And I'm going to tell you what, if you are not a member of this awesome organization, we'll be some women that will encourage you, that'll speak life to who you are. As we're talking about renewing your mind,
that's a part of
our purpose, and it's part of our struggle as we go through our purpose and seeking out destiny. A part of the things is that we have to renew our mind from a mindset of, you know what, this is too hard for me, or I can't do it, to, yes, I can.
I believe that I can. I know that I can.
Yes.
I know that I will, and I know that I shall.
Yes.
Is
yes,
that right?
Yes, yes. I will.
I will.
I will.
Do it with me. I will. We're just having fun today.
Okay.
I know Coach is going to see this, and you know what? Coach, you're loved and appreciated.
Yes.
On today.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to share with the ladies. We're having a great time with you guys today. We've been talking about renewing your mind. And you know what? I'm just going to share. We talked about earlier the breathing exercises. And you know what? That's one of the ways that in this particular article that it talks about that you can renew your mind. You know, you go out and you experience nature. Sometimes you just got to take a break.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, when you think about those types of things, in addition to the affirmations and the speaking the positive words and, you know, and making certain that however you get up is going to call, or however you start your day or start your life or start these new projects, however you start, that's how you're going to finish.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you start with a positive attitude, certainly you're going to finish with a positive attitude. And even though there might be challenges along the way, the renewing of your mind says that, you know what? These challenges are not going to cause me to fail. They're going to cause me to win.
Yes.
That I'm going to be more than a conqueror, and that, yes, I can do this.
Yes.
Instead
yes.
of, you know what? I really don't want to do this project. Here comes the challenge. Oh, no, we're not going to be able to get it accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, you waffling and you fumbling when it's time for you to do your presentation. Simply because all of that negativity, you allowed it to get to you. I'm telling you, don't do it today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're encouraging you to keep your mind renewed so that we came up with a new word in the beginning of the program so that you won't reclutter.
Yes.
And
yes.
get back to the place to where we're trying to get you out of. We're trying to help you declutter, renew, and simplify your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were just talking about you may have to do some type of meditation. Go outside and breathe in the fresh, clean air now that the pollen count is a little lower. For those of you who may have allergies like me. But
yes.
you can go outside and breathe in the air, and you know what? Take it in. What was that the other day? Coach was talking about, I believe we were on one of the calls, and she said, you know what? Just slow it down.
Uh-huh.
If you're eating today or whatever it is you got to do, if you're on the phone, don't multitask any. Don't multitask just for the day, just to see how things go for you. And that's all a part of renewing your mind.
Yes.
You
yes.
got to begin to take in certain things a little slower, get a little more peace in your life so that, and it goes on in this article to talk about, so that you can have some sure enough, now that's a country word, so that you can have some sure clarity.
Yes.
Because clarity is, it's all about when you renew your mind, what you begin to see is those fresh starts begin to come and you get a clearer picture about where you're going,
yes.
what you're supposed to be doing, what your purpose is, and who you are.
Mm.
What do you say about that?
I'm telling you, that is so, talking about how beautiful the weather has been these last couple of days. I was driving, and I just had to, while I was driving, I got so emotional thinking about, God, look at how much beauty you give us every day.
Mm-hmm.
We are so busy trying to do things that really have really no matter or really no purpose is going to serve our destiny, that we overlook the simple things. And creating an oasis in our own home, taking a small area of our home and turning it into a place where you can renew your mind daily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a project that I'm working on, to create this little corner that I can go there and get lost. I mean, everything from the right sound of the water coming out of the, I mean, I'm getting very detailed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm creating different candles for each area that I'm praying on so that I can stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you go in to meditate, you know, it's natural to have all of these different things going through your mind, but at some point, you've got to bring all of that under under subjection and say, you know what, I'm going to focus on, I can't focus on my family if I got all of these other things around. So I have creating a beautiful picture of our family.
Mm-hmm.
We've scheduled a time now to start having family meetings.
Ah.
We're going to have, out of that will come our family mission statement. Again, taking all of those necessary steps to renew my mind and even asking myself, you know, what is the worst that could happen if I don't do this today?
Yes.
You know, that is so powerful. When you think about, oh, I got to do this. Well, do you really have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? And how is that? Coach says this all the time.
How is that going to play into your destiny? How is that coming into alignment with where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, you might need to get back to that prioritizing and figuring out where does this need to go.
Mm-hmm.
But really the importance of, and I challenge everyone to really create that oasis and get
mm-hmm.
specific. Don't just have a little place where make it be intentional about it
mm-hmm.
and decide, you know, this is my place to relax. Well, make sure everything about it says relaxation. Not relaxation, and then there's a phone over there. Well, that phone is distraction.
Mm-hmm.
That already doesn't work. But just those little type of things, but just being able to be, that's why I love the Grounds of Woman Act now, because you
mm-hmm.
cannot help but to relax in the atmosphere. But Coach,
mm-hmm.
again, was intentional about her atmosphere
mm-hmm.
to make sure that she allows no room for negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be just an intentional about our own life. It doesn't have to do with how much money you have. Because you can go to the dollar store and clean up on some relaxation stuff. So that's
mm-hmm.
not an excuse. But being intentional about it and making up your mind, this is so important to me that I'm going to take the time to do this.
That's right. And you know what? That's good. And I'm glad you said that, because when you were talking, I thought about one of the key things that you said. You said that, how does this line up with where you are going, or how does this line up with your purpose and your destiny? When we're talking about renewing your mind, and we're talking about these affirmations and your attitude and all of these things that we've been talking about today, you can begin to speak. You know what? When those negative thoughts or those negative
mm-hmm.
things or anything that's contrary to where you're going, ask yourself the question. If you can't think of nothing else,
okay.
if you don't take our advice today and put those stickies up on the wall to tell yourself who you are, hopefully you remember this. Ask yourself the question, how does this word, or how does what you're saying to me, how does this thought that I am thinking
mm-hmm.
line up with where I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to that word clarity. That you have to first be clear about where you're going. We talk about that a lot in Woman Act now, and we talk about it a lot with our ladies as we're coaching them through that execution gap. Wait a minute. I want to be clear about what you're saying, where you say you're going. And when you are clear, then you can begin to speak those right words to yourself.
Yes.
So that was awesome. And then you talked about setting the atmosphere for change, for renewing your mind. You know, all this month, again, we've been talking about decluttering, and it certainly flows over into what we're talking about on today, because you want to come to a place to where you can walk in and you feel refreshed, or you want to go into atmospheres where, you know what, you can breathe.
Yes.
Again,
yeah.
when you go outside, you know, the first thing you think or see when you walk outside, some of us, you can see all around us, there's green, there's purple, there's pink, there's yellow, all of these things, and we begin to see, wow, what an awesome creation.
Mm-hmm.
Something we had nothing to do with. It's just
right.
growing right up out of the earth. But it takes away your whole thought process if you slow it down a little bit. And just begin to allow that whole process to renew your mind.
Yes.
So all of that was good, Leslie.
Yes.
That was very good. And we just want to encourage you ladies on today just to continue to move forward as it relates to doing these things. And I just want to read this for you as to give you a few tips for the breathing exercises. It says, when we are stressed, we don't breathe calmly. Because that was good. That's why I wanted to tell you that. Because how many of us, when you're stressed out, you're just going through the motions. You're going so fast, you're not taking a moment just to inhale and just slow it down for a little bit. It says, or deeply, we don't utilize the most relaxing, helpful ways of breathing that will assist our bodies and minds in coping with outside pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It says, by learning to breathe properly, you will open up a host of benefits to your mental. We need to all listen to this. If it's going to help us with our mental health, we need to all breathe. Girl, let's breathe now.
Okay.
Ooh, get it in there, ladies. It's going to help your mental state.
Uh-huh.
It says it's going to help your mental state and your health, which was really good. So what I want to encourage you on today, I believe I want to encourage you, ladies, breathe a little more. We're talking about renewing your mind. We may have to open the door for her. We're talking about renewing your mind. And the different words and the different things that we need to do in order to be able to move forward with that process as we're talking about these things. And this right here is talking about one of the ways is breathing exercises. Don't be stressed out. Don't be overwhelmed. Breathe deep because it'll help your mental health. It's going to help you think more, which makes you a better producer, which keeps you conscious. Let that oxygen flow up to the brain cells so that we can all be all right. All right, we're going to come to 214. It's a little blurry, but you know who you are. I'm going to come to you right now, and we're going to invite you to the show on today.
Hi, Shana.
Hey, is that Juanita?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Juanita, how you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. I have a few tips that I want to share with everyone. And the first one I want to say, guard what you hear, because when we're talking about renewing mind, and I could just say we dealing with negativity. You know, how do those words get in our mind? Is that somebody spoke those words to us, or we spoke it to ourselves, or if we want to say it's the devil, you know, the devil still have to use a human being, you know, to get his task accomplished. So one of the things that I want to say is guard what you hear, because it's not until we receive the negativity, that's when it becomes a problem. And I say, guard what you hear, because you don't have to receive it, you know, right then and there. You know, it only becomes an effect, it only becomes a problem when we receive the negativity. Oh, you will never make it. Oh, you will never accomplish this. Oh, you will never, you know, be anybody. You know, it's when we receive those words that we spoke to ourselves, or we allow somebody to speak into our spirit, you know, that's when it really becomes a problem. So I say, guard what you hear, because, and the second thing I want to say, watch what you speak. Our words create worlds. I like it how Dr. Cindy Trim puts it. She said, if you don't want to see it tomorrow, don't speak it today. You know, our words create worlds, you know, so we definitely have to guard, you know, what we speak.
Yes.
And the next thing that I want to say is, you know, surround yourself with, you know, healthy people, people who encourage you and speak life into you. One of the things I had did this year, you know, some people may say it's harsh or mean or whatever. I say, you know, I don't want to be around nobody who, I mean, if you want to lose me quick, tell me I can't. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear I can't, when the Bible have already told me I could do all things through Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? So I don't want to hear that. To me, when you tell me I can't, that's like negative to me, you know? Not why I'm moving forward, not why I'm dreaming, not why, you know, I'm sharing my vision with you. You tell me I can't. Who are you to tell me I can't, you know? But there is some balance with that, you know? There is some authority, you know, that God have allowed and I have allowed to give me permission to keep me balance along, you know, with that too, because, you know, you do need somebody to speak to give you real just as well, where you just won't be way out there, you know. So I just wanted to share that, you know. So, but that, I don't want to hear that. That's negative to me. Don't tell me I can't when the Bible already told me I can do all things through Jesus Christ. That's one of the quickest ways for me just to delete your number out of my phone. Simple. But that's what I wanted to say. Guard what you hear, watch what you speak. You know, surround yourself with healthy people, people who encourage you and really speak life into you, and watch what you permit in your life, you know, and that's what I mean by that. Watch what you permit in your life, you know. Watch, you know, the things that you receive. You know, you don't have to receive it. You know, you can cut it short right then and there. Somebody says you can't make it. The devil is a liar. I will make it. Simple as that. You know, so that's that. I hope that's helpful and beneficial to some people. It's helping me.
Well, it's very helpful, Juanita, and I want to thank you for sharing that with us on today. And Juanita, she's going to attack it. She's going to grab it and pull it down. Juanita, that's very helpful. Thank you for that. She says, guard what you hear. That's important, and we've been talking about that all throughout the call on today. So that's really great to hear. And then she says, watch what you speak. And this I really like, because she said, our words create worlds. Mm-hmm. And that's good, because as we were talking about these affirmations, we talked about it earlier in the program, and we began to talk about those negative words and the things what you want to say. Speak who you are. Speak where you're going. Put that stuff on the wall again. We can't say that enough. Coach Leslie was telling us earlier today, get the little speaker box. And you know what? I'm saying this, but this was so awesome. My sweetheart and I, my husband and I, we give each other gifts for no money every year. And one of the gifts I gave him, I believe it was not last year, but the year before last, was a box of affirmation. And it was a little box of, I believe in you, friend. I'm with you, friend. I love you. I call my husband friend, but I love you. And all of these things that you're going to, you can do it. And that whenever he's working, whenever he's at his desk and a client calls him and he may feel a little, you know, ugh, regarding that, I said, you open up that box, friend, and let the wife speak to you. You speak those words that will encourage them, you know, as they're receiving all that negative stuff. I had to throw that in.
I got typical with you. I was, when me and my husband were dating.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we had first just gotten married, and I used to put little affirmations in his
lunchbox
pants pocket.
Oh, in his pants.
Yeah, my husband, he called me. I hope he never seen this video. He's talking about, baby, why you keep putting all these pieces of paper in my pocket? I said, oh, my goodness, honey, I'm trying to encourage you. I understand, but can you just leave them somewhere? I'm just digging in my pocket and pulling out all this paper.
That is
so funny. I like the box idea better. I might try that one next time.
Yes, girl, it works. Look, he just loves it, and it's so funny because he keeps it open on his desk, and at the top of it, I had some type of inscription or something that's really encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he just pulls them out, and he can roll them back up and put them back in. I created them as a box affirmation.
Oh, that's nice.
So that was good, that watch what you say or our words create worlds. I really like that because I'm trying to create. You can do it, friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking into the life. And that goes to back to what we were talking about earlier. When, you know, you have that good friend or that faithful friend that is always positive, that they can speak words into you. If you're not a person or not at a place or at a season in your life where you feel like you can even think about those positive words, but you know someone who can, that's good. And then she talked about surrounding yourself with healthy people. And that's important, which is also one of the things that we, you know, that we encourage through Woman Act Now, that this is an awesome organization, you know, to be a part of as it relates to women encouraging women, women coaching women through the execution gap and telling you that you can do it.
Yes.
Surrounding you with an environment to flourish. That's an awesome, awesome thing. So, Leslie, I have really enjoyed our time on today.
Yes.
I want to thank you for joining us in on my show today. And do you have anything you want to leave with the ladies before we close out?
Just one thing when we talk about the healthy people. One of the things I want to encourage people to do is we can't throw people away because we all are growing. And a lot of times we say surround yourself with positive people. Really, that's so that you can also go back and teach other people to bring them up to where you are, because from where people sit, what they're doing makes sense from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And until we show them a different perspective, then that's all that they're ever going to know. So I wanted to make sure we're not saying throw people away and all of that, but what we are saying is you get where you can get fueled up and pumped up so you can reach back and help somebody else.
Yes. So we're so excited that you have joined us on today. All month we've been talking about decluttering and renewing and simplifying your life. And today we talked about renewing your mind. And we talked about a number of things, but some of the things we talked about today I want to share with you or remind you to find those affirmations.
Yes.
They may be in a magazine. They may be in the Bible. They may be in whatever you feel like you can get some encouraging words from.
Mm-hmm.
That find those encouraging words. Find them. Post them up. Create your spiritual ABCs if you can. Your A to Z. Speaking who you are. There is a creator and there is only one. And he has already destined and purposed a specific plan for your life. He knows who you are. So in creating those spiritual ABCs, you are tapping into the source of the one who can speak the definition of life.
Yes.
I want you to be encouraged on today that as you go forth, whatever you need for meditation, we talked about that on today. Find a place or create an environment, as Coach Leslie said, so that your mind can be renewed if you have to go there on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, wherever that may be. Find that place to be able to get to the moment to where, you know what, you can wake up in the morning and say, I am exceptional.
Yes.
I am beautiful.
Yes.
I am courageous. I am lovely. I am genius. Whatever it is that keeps you moving toward purpose and destiny, that is our goal. I want you to know that you are loved and appreciated today. Visit us on our website at www.womanactnow.com. If you have not joined us, you need to do so today. Know that you're loved and appreciated. Make it a great day and an even better week. Bye-bye.
Bye.